Have you noticed the morning paper's now thinner than Kate Moss? Not kidding, man. Baltimore Sun is also, we understand, to soon be further shrunken to tabloid size. Egad! One might think your writer would be somewhat pleased that such a hotbed of conventional political liberalism is having its troubles, but one would be wrong. Other news media lack the news-gathering heft of major daily newspapers, so any diminishment of the dailies means less scrutiny given to serious abuses of power in both the governmental and corporate worlds intertwined as they are. This isn't a good thing. So my suggestion is to resist any feeling of satisfaction that the liberal media is in big trouble. Speaking of which, I read in the business pages an Associated Press story headlined, "Energy, Food Costs, Called Bad News." Really? Did it ever dawn on you that high prices increase the risk of inflation? Because that's what this story says. Well, of course it did. Perhaps when you realized that a couple days of gas price rises last week alone meant another $500 or more tacked on to your annual gasoline expenditures. But now it's official, because the Federal Reserve Bank's latest snapshot of business conditions finds, quote, "listless economic activity coupled with high energy and food prices, those rising prices carry the risk of spreading inflation and putting another drag on overall economic growth," end quote. Oh. And consumer spending slowed. What a surprise. Inflation and deflation are warring with each other throughout the globalized economy. The cost of things keeps escalating, except for, housing. Bill Bonner points out, as we've been saying, there's no clear winner in the battle between inflation and deflation. There's just a clear loser, the U.S. householder. He gets blasted no matter which way he goes. Higher unemployment means lower earnings, and higher oil price means higher consumer prices. And don't forget the falling housing market. His earnings and his major asset go down. His cost of living goes up. Heck, even Ed McMahon says the bank's trying to take his house, and he's got a lot of company. Aretha Franklin and Michael Jackson are said to be facing foreclosure as well, end quote. On the anecdotal level, I went to a very nice popular restaurant yesterday for lunch with a friend. The parking lot was nearly empty at noon. Now, trust me, this was unusual. Remarkable. People are cutting way back on eating out. I'm told office workers are more into brown bagging than they've been in many years. And that friend who runs an area business told me two of his workers have quit because they live quite a few miles from where they work and they can't afford the added fuel cost of their commute. So they needed to find work closer to home. Maybe a pay raise could have changed their plans, but the company's having its own troubles in this economic environment and they can't afford to entice them to stay. So you see the problem. So the academic dispute over whether we're in a recession or not is simply, to me, beside the point. Forget arbitrary definitions of what constitutes a recession. Ordinary people are paying a lot more for the things they need to live, and that's putting a damper on discretionary spending. Add it all up, and it spells BADNEWS for all but the very rich. That's my commentary, available at WBAL.com.